DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think that what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And
Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm Bobby.
I'm drunk.
And this is Chad.
You're drunk already?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
He should
be. It's a comedy show, Bobby.
There will be jokes.
We're not going to be the top of tech. We got to work our way up the comedy podcast.
I wanted to start this off by mentioning our live show. We do it live on Discord, so if you're interested in catching us live, we generally do it Sundays. Today we happen to be doing it Friday night, but we generally do it Sunday in the afternoon to evening on the Pacific Coast. So if you want to catch us, join our Discord channel. We got lots of stuff going on in there, and you can find our Discord at our website, dlgaming.net.
And if you catch the live show, you get to hear all the pre-show banter.
I was supposed to do an Instagram before this.
That's fun, sometimes not so much. And then if anything goes wrong, you get to listen to that, which is always good.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and then afterwards, when we're done, usually we stick around for a little bit and shoot the shit. But yeah.
And also, if you're joining live, you can ask questions or comments or something, and sometimes we'll respond to them. You know, not always, but if it's pertinent, we'll bring it up.
Chad's acting like there's more than two people listening.
That's true.
Yeah, you can be part of the show. But if you miss it, you can go back to our Discord, look under live podcast, and see the entire chat log. So if we're laughing about something, a lot of times people post funny stuff in there. We laugh about it. You may not get it when you're driving in your car. You can come back and listen to, or come back and see what we were talking about, and also a chance at naming the episode that happened last week.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And if you're listening right now live, feel free, if you see something that should be the name of the podcast, shout it out, and maybe
Pots
it'll be
fired. Was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, thanks Tag. That was Tag, right? Last week.
That was Tag.
Cool.
All right, so on the radar, games that we are interested in, what do we got here? Secret Worlds Legends launched this week.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring this up. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I really enjoyed Secret Worlds as an MMO, but it was a paid MMO, and one that I don't think a ton of people got into. Secret World Legends is kind of a reboot. It's a free-to-play, has all the content free. All the paid stuff would be perks and stuff that you would get on top of it, similar to like an ESO or something like that. But the story was interesting. They made it much more action-oriented. And like I said, it's free. It's on Steam. I think it says it's listed as out right now, but then I read somewhere else that it's not out till July. I was in the process of installing it when this started going on, so I will give you more update later on down the road, but I just wanted to call that one out.
Cool. I don't know. I wasn't that impressed with Secret World, so I'm not too excited about this one. But the next one on the list, Divinity Original Sin 2, definitely sign me up for that one.
Isn't it how weird, like, we're so into this, Bobby, but we stayed completely away from the alpha and beta that's out right now that you could go buy?
Yeah,
well, I think you don't want to ruin purposefully,
it.
Right?
Yeah, you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, on purpose. But it's just weird. Well, everybody, if you don't know why, it's because we didn't want to ruin this experience before. It's all fully fleshed out.
Hold on, though. September 14th, you guys still haven't beat the original. Yeah, Bobby, you haven't beat it?
Fault.
Bobby, you haven't beat it? Emil, you haven't beat it?
I played through it. I played through the original one, and then they did like the remastered version, or what did they call it? The enhanced edition?
Enhanced edition, yeah.
I played through that one. I've played the game a lot. I've got over 100 hours.
I know, but
on that
have
game.
You gotten to the end?
No.
Have you? Okay.
No.
I think that should be a goal.
It's
of
not
you.
About the
September
end. It's about
14th.
The journey, though. I mean, September, a game like that.
Yeah, that's true. September 14th, though, you're not working right now. You have plenty of time. I understand
really
HOTS is important.
I'll be working by September 14th, though. That'll be a busy time of year for me, actually. But I really hope they fix one thing on this. The beginning of the game in Divinity Original Sin, was really slow, dude. You were, when you started off in that town, Sisil, or however you pronounce it, you're just running around doing fetch quests forever. There's very little combat, and it's rough to get through that. So I hope they even it out in the second one.
I'm sure they've heard that feedback a lot, and I'm sure that they would took steps to address that.
I talked to them last E3, in the second one, and we were like, you guys were one of our favorite games, or maybe not last one, 2 years ago. And they're a bunch of like Nordic dudes, and like they have super strong accents. It was hard to like get my point across, but they were pretty flattered. The guy looked at me like he hadn't heard that all day. So I was like, no, but everybody knows this is a great game.
Bold Action Jackson mentions that he never got past that slow opening. I didn't get much past that either, and I've tried twice.
It's tough. Well, especially if you go into the game and you're playing it for the first time and you don't know what you're supposed to do, you can spend a lot of time in there. The first time I played the game, I spent so much time in there, I wanted to give up. And eventually I got through it, and then when I realized it, there were like all the other parts of the game, and then I played it a second time. I just breezed through the first part really quick, just got through it, and then went right on to the interesting parts.
This game is fucking fantastic. Did we give it Game of the Year, Bobby, or was it nominated?
No, we didn't. I said it was probably my third favorite game of the year, and then it slowly moved up. Like, the more I played it, I'm like, this is actually
it's really good.
I can't remember what that came out, 2015 or 14? 2014, I think.
Yeah, we all love the game. But it is slow. You will put hours into it, and I imagine Divinity 2 is going to be even bigger. So that will be really a ton of hours that you're going to have to devote to it.
All right. So the big story this week, it's PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Their big update. I guess we're making that the big story.
We got a lot of PUBG players in our Discord, and a lot of people are really still into the game and enjoying the game. So they had a new patch out. Emil, you've played the new patch.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I get to check out any cool shit because I could not get a get. Fuck, man. Four games in a row, I didn't get one kill. It was bad. And then my fifth game, I got five kills, but it was all with a shotgun and I had one bullet left. Anyway, don't let me get into it.
We just did.
Yeah. So here's the patch notes, generally. The ones that I thought were the most important. Improved network performance, and I did feel it. It felt smoother.
That's good.
What it was the reduced lag. They don't just say network performance improvement, reduced lag. They go by and they line by line explain what they did to change it. It's not like when you get an update on fucking Clash of Clans and it just says these variable things that make no sense.
Yeah.
Line by line, outline, everything is explained. Fixed frame rate drop when you see other players or when they come near you. They did something with like... Anyway, it's all explained. I'm just going to go over this quickly. New effect. There's new actual graphical effects. The explosions for bombing raids, a few other things.
Do bombing raids have effects? I don't think I've ever seen them.
You'll see the dirt go up and like a little flash.
But if you're indoors, you're immune to those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so from everybody that I know that plays and the people that I talk to, we have probably thousands of hours of PUBG experience. I know one guy who died once, like even out in the field. I just run freely. It almost doesn't...
Yeah, they aren't that big of a threat.
It's not a threat at all.
I think it's more like just a deterrent more than it is a threat.
Get people inside.
Yeah, get people moving and all.
And about getting people... Well, it's a little bit lower down. But anyway, two new rifles. There's a Gorza, which is an assault rifle. But it's another one that uses 7.62, which is important. For some reason, it said chambered. I don't know what that means. I don't know what chambered means. Does anybody know?
No.
And then there's now a pistol that's fully automatic. Who cares? Pistols suck. But also along with this patch, pistols don't suck so much anymore. You can pull in them out super fast. They do more damage. So basically, they knew that
people weren't using pistols.
Pistols were bullshit. Now you can put the red dot sight on it too.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically, pistols are a lot better. And this is another one. It goes fully auto. Gameplay, you can now pick up things while moving.
It slows you down, though, they said.
It slows you down. I can barely do it not moving right now. So I don't know. Like, what would you have to do? Open the menu, run over it? I don't know. We'll see how that works out. So now the person who knocked down the person gets the kill when that person dies, as opposed to the person who does the finishing blow, which makes way more sense. Because you
that in the patch notes it says only in single and duos, squad
duos and squad. Because it doesn't come up in singles.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Okay, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, and this is an issue. Like,
yeah, I hate that when you knock the guy down and somebody just swings on by and gets your kill. I would have had a ton more kills, guys. Let me tell you, one up per fucking round.
That's why we call them knockdown Chad.
Yeah, because I knock him down for other people.
I made Bobby laugh. I'm so happy. pistol pulled out my shot. I already got that. Circle more random. So. A lot of the times, the new circle, for those who don't play PUBG, it eliminates a lot of the map. Everything in circle inside the circle is safe. Within that circle, a few minutes later, appears a new circle. But a lot of the time, that circle was in the middle of the first circle. So everybody kind of knew, just get in the middle, you'll be safe. Now it's way more random, and it's on the edges
Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. You got to hoof it so much more.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
No, it's good for, like, overall gameplay. It sucks for, like, running through the woods. I feel like there's more downtime, but it does make for a better game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuckboy shacks are now destructible. So
I think are we the only people that call them fuckboy shacks?
No, Player Unknown called them that, and that's why they call
them. Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, I fucking hate these fuckboy shacks in like a forum post. And that was like at the very beginning. Because people can just camp them and you have 360. They're really good.
Yeah, they are.
And so.
So you can run them over now and just kill the guy.
Shoot through them. You can. Nice. I don't know if you can run them over. And as far as cars are concerned, now cars face all random directions. Before, if it was facing east, you knew that it was a fresh spawn, or at least somebody posed it at a fresh spawn. Now, anything goes. Basically.
So they're making it more random, which is exactly what you want.
Yes, of course.
This game is predicated on its randomness.
Yep.
And it's frustrating to me that there's like hot spots and not hot spots in the game that's kind of just known. Like, I want to go down and just go to a city and not know if there's going to be shit there or not. You know what I mean?
Oh, they also said that in the most remote, lowest drop things, they considerably up the loot there.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I like it when you go to a remote area, try to loot as much as you can, because you know you have to get to that circle. So you're like going to an area, try to find stuff, but you're going to have to get into action soon.
I wonder how close they're getting to releasing the game, coming out of beta.
Well, they said that June was their goal originally, so we're almost out of June.
The development team's probably working on the console game as well, so it's probably like slowing down just the overall release and all. But
there's considerable improvement every month.
When
over these patch notes, there's patch notes every week, but once a month is their big one. This is their big one, new guns, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, they're putting in so much work.
When are the new maps? Because they had mentioned new maps,
that,
right?
Zombies and the jumping and vaulting are the ones that are kind of...
Yeah.
Before we get into highlights and lowlights, has anybody played anything that they bought on the Steam sale?
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
Is that on the highlights and lowlights?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Cool. Because I have barely touched mine.
Just to wrap up PUBG... I haven't played PUBG in a couple weeks. It's not because I haven't wanted to. It's just I want to sit down and play it with friends. I like the squad stuff. That's a lot of fun for me. So I haven't played in a couple weeks. Have you guys played? You played this week, right?
Yeah, solo, like five times.
I haven't touched PUBG in a long time.
Feel like you're missing out, or are you just kind of like...
Nah.
Are you over it, or...
I just was not that good at that game, and I didn't want to invest the time to get good at it.
You're one of those gamers that feel like I'm missing out.
I mean, not really. You could get good if you play long enough, but I do feel like I'm missing out because everyone else is playing it. But other than that, no, I don't have much interest in playing the game.
It's pretty rare that something hangs around this long, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing that was mentioned in the patch notes. I was going to mention it in the news, but Steven, since I brought it up, so I might as well bring it up. They banned 25,000 plus cheaters on that. They use a system called BattleEye, and that was used for Arma, and I forget what the previous one was, but it's been used in several games previously to it. So just interesting that they are working on cheaters and stuff, but cheating is a thing in this game, and which is mm-hmm. unfortunate because this game, like, I like to feel like I'm dying for legitimate reasons, you know what I mean?
Coincidentally, yeah. Mr. F and Sweet and Daniels aren't playing anymore, right when that it was announced. So.
That is a coincidence.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that is. All right, should we get into highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll start it off. I finished Super Hot.
Ooh.
It is a short game. Now, it says on my Steam account that I played it for 8 hours, but it was open a lot while I was playing games of Heroes of the Storm. So who knows if that's accurate. If I had to guess, the game's probably around 4 hours, 2 to 4 hours, somewhere in there. It's a good game. Like, it's a fun game to play, just the way that it operates, but it's also got that weird fourth wall breaking storyline going as well. It has a twist at the end.
Did you feel like the story was worth it, or would you rather have just played the levels?
I thought it complemented it nicely. Like, okay. The story wasn't so heavy that I felt that it was distracting from the gameplay, and yeah. Yeah, just that. I mean, it was a perfect mixture of the two, which rarely happens. And I've said many times before, I just like short games these days. I like games to come in, do their thing, and then leave.
Now, Bobby, this is the game where it's a first-person shooter that you control time, basically, right?
Time is pretty much at a standstill or moving very slowly. But then when you move or do any sort of action, then time speeds up into real time.
And so did it play more like a puzzle game?
Yeah. That's what I've seen.
It's kind of like a puzzle game.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of equate it...
Or first-person RPTS.
I kind of equate it to a turn-based first-person shooter. It sort of is.
It is. Yeah. But when I first brought it up, I compared it to Hotline Miami, except slowed down. Hotline Miami encourages you to do the level really fast and just, you know, wreck everything. This game... it encourages you to be more tactical. Yeah, and it's obviously a 3D game, and Hotline Miami is a 2D an aerial perspective. Yeah. But yeah, it's very similar to that.
But you are bound by the laws of the physics of the game. So if you've got a bullet coming at you, you can stop, and the bullet's coming at you. Mm-hmm. But if you can't dodge it by the time it hits you, you can't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So a lot of times, if you don't see the bullet coming, and if you haven't already started dodging it, it's going to hit you. So there's all sorts of other things too, not just bullets and guns, but there's guys coming at you with swords and fists.
And you can dodge or block bullets with your sword, right? Like, that's another thing like you can do in there.
Yeah, you can even block bullets with bullets. So,
that's right.
You know, what'll happen is you'll pick up a gun, like you'll attack somebody, you'll take their gun, you'll shoot them, somebody else, the gun's out of ammo, you throw the gun at someone, they're off kilter, that you run up, punch them, grab their gun. And then at the end of the level, it plays it back all in real time. So you can see
awesome.
How cool you look. Yeah. And this would be a great 3D game. I think this game is really designed for 3D.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
You mean VR?
Except every time you move.
Yeah, VR. I don't know why I'm calling it 3D, like NVIDIA 3D vision.
You're really slow during... I think you're thinking of the game while you're...
You don't have to slow it down.
No, because it's late. We're recording late, so my brain isn't working very well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there is a Super Hot VR. Well, it's the same game. It has a VR implemented in it, so the game is kind of expensive.
You're going to buy VR, right? With your thousands of dollars that you have.
Where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put it?
What do you mean there's a giant room with three things in here?
This guy with it, where am I going
to... This all this clutter in this space.
Hey, Bobby, why aren't you rich? Where would I put all that cash?
They're saying in chat that the VR version is different.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you guys are curious to know what we actually are recording in right now, I did a video last week while we were setting up. So it's on our Instagram. So if you're curious.
I thought that was on the story thing. So it disappears after 24 hours.
Oh, shit.
No, it wasn't.
I might have. I forget.
Oh, maybe it was.
Well, right. Never mind. You don't get to see that.
All right. Someone want to go next, or should I keep going?
No. I'll talk Deep Space Waifu, although, what did she say it was called? Waifu.
Waifu.
I'm calling it Waifu. Fuck you guys.
Deep Space Waifu.
It was a request by one of our listeners. I forget which listener requested it. It is a shmup But the twist is, well, there's several twists, but the gameplay twist is you're not going in one direction all the time. You're always pointed up, but your camera's kind of moving all over. The other twist is you're also trying to shoot these girls' clothes off, which is interesting as well. The gameplay's actually kind of fun because you're trying to shoot the clothes off, but you also have guys that you've got to destroy because they're trying to shoot you. So it's kind of this mix of trying to destroy static objects and then destroy guys that are trying to kill you, and you're trying to time it all to make sure you're getting everything done all at once. Very simplistic. It was $1.19 or whatever on the Steam sale. They do have a nude mod if you are into seeing fully naked characters on your screen. All in all, it was fun. It was fun for an hour. Yeah. So that's all I have.
Can we move on?
Any questions on that?
Can we please move on?
And that looks awful.
My family share is available if you guys want to give it a go. I've already modded it.
You don't want to spring the $1.20?
I've already modded it with the nude patch.
$1 to get rid of your family share.
Yep. So there it is.
So I can distance myself from this.
I was embarrassed that it was on my list of things to purchase, but I got through it. So I'm moving on now.
Bobby, you're up.
All right, so I took Emilio's advice and I bought Hidden Folks because I loved Where's Waldo. I still have Where's Waldo.
This is from last week.
Yeah, okay. We talked about it last week. So last week we talked about Hidden Folks. It's a game that's basically Where's Waldo, except you can interact with the map. You can click on things and a tree will move to the side and reveal things. And the Where's Waldo books from back in the day, I still have them. They're at my parents' house, but they're ruined because I think I circled Waldo in them. But if you went to the back of a...
Spoilers!
I know, right? Now they're no one can use them. But if you look in the back of the Waldo books, there was like an extra credit. Yeah, they would have all these other characters like, oh, you found Waldo. Now find, you know, the weird wizard or something.
Wasn't there a female Waldo? One. Like Waldy or Waldy?
Yeah, I think there might have been
Wilima
a female Waldo.
Wilhelmina or Wilma? Something?
Spinoff. Nobody followed that generation, Chad.
No, it was one of the hidden characters.
Okay. It might have been. But, you know, they'd be something like, you know, a guy falling out of a bathtub or something. And you would try to find those as well. And that's what Hidden Folks is like. There's a list of things that you need to find, and you have to search around. Some of these maps are very big. You can zoom in and out, and it's all just hand-drawn, black and white, and the sound effects are great. And it's a fun game. It's perfect for playing in between rounds of Heroes of the Storm. And
did you get to the desert?
No, I'm on the...
That's
wait, maybe I did.
This game.
I think I am on the desert, and that's where I was like, yeah. I don't know about this one.
It's so big.
There's little interludes where you like help someone walk across a village, and you have to move things out of the way or click on something to make things happen so they can get by, and then they go back to the normal puzzle game. But I have not gotten to the city yet. That's like the third one. But I think the desert, I think that's where I'm on, where it's like huge. It's
huge,
giant. Yeah, so I don't know. I will still continue to play that game because it's just a fun, quirky puzzle game.
So this
probably worked great on mobile.
This was on Emilio's, but you didn't family share this.
No, he doesn't. He buys things.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I like to have them in my library. It's $5.99 right now on sale.
And Deep Space Waifu.
I feel
Deep
good
Space Waifu is $1.19. Are you gonna get
not going to happen. Well,
it's got a lot of achievements.
No, because I'll tell you why.
It's got achievements.
That is a game. I can look at a game and tell you that game is going to be in a bundle. One of these days, it's going to be on Indie Gala. It's going to be on Bundle Stars. It's bundle trash. Even though it's not in a bundle yet, it's bundle trash.
Well, Hidden Folks kind of screams that too, Bobby.
That might be in a Humble Bundle. Humble Bundle is classy. They have
classy.
Quality games. Those are good bundles. You get quality in those ones. So it might be one of those.
Okay, fair enough.
But Hidden Folks might be too. It might be as well. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not disagreeing with any of this.
A bundle bum, though.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know what that meant.
I don't know either. I'm just laughing to go with it. But yeah, Hidden Folks.
Did you agree with Emilio's assessment that the art could have been a little bit better on Hidden Folks?
I feel like Where's Waldo was better. Not just because of color.
I think the colors
it was in
would.
Color, and I don't know. It's got its own quirkiness to it. Like it's, I don't know. It doesn't need to be better, I guess, is what I'm getting at. I think it's perfectly fine.
Okay, fair enough.
Who's that lady?
Humble Bundle Software. Steven Sensei is doing his job. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We got a new Jens.
Yeah, we did. All right, what else?
His name is Steven.
What else are we talking about? I can talk a little bit about ESO.
All right.
So obviously, I'm still playing Morrowind. I'm enjoying it. Amiibo has stopped playing it.
No. Hold on. You're kind of playing ESO, or are you completely obsessed, and this is all you're doing?
I'm playing a lot of ESO.
Okay.
That's the majority of what I'm playing right now. That's Elder Scrolls Online for the layperson that's listening. So obviously we've talked about it. I'm enjoying Morrowind. I'm pretty much done with the island, so now I'm on the main quest. So the main quest, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a character in the main quest, and his name's Abner Tharn, and this guy is my new cheese vendor. Oh, he is fucking hilarious.
Did you take video of him?
No,
you didn't.
I have not taken video of him. But I've been trying to look online to find clips of him because he's got this most sarcastic, pessimistic kind of attitude. If you look up Abner Tharn quotes, you can read some of them. And they are just fucking hilarious. I've tried to look to show a video to share, and I could not find...
Only we posted one because you recorded one.
Well, I don't record while I'm playing.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, if you haven't played the game, I'm like level 26 or so, and I'm doing these quest lines. It's on the main quest line. He's just hilarious. One of the better written characters of any video game I've played. Just the way he's sarcastic. He's kind of complex. You don't know if he's a villain or a good guy or where he's at. So I really enjoy the writing of this particular character. But click on that link that I shared right there. While I was looking for the voices for this guy, I found a video about the voice acting of Elder Scrolls Online. Obviously, this came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't realize who all was voice acted in it. It's got Kate Beckinsale.
What?
Yeah.
Smoke Joe.
It's got Kate Beckinsale. It's got, scroll through, John, what's that guy's name? John Cleese?
John Cleese.
Who's the guy that does Abner Tharn? Go about halfway through this video. Sorry, guys.
No, dead air is cool.
I meant to write this list, but then
gosh, she's so hot.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl. Keep going, Bobby. Come on. Scroll through. There
I
you
know
go.
Somebody who saw her in person, he said that it looked like she was in color and everybody else was in white.
Yeah. That was this is the guy, Alfred Molina. He's the guy that does Abner Tharn. And then who's the guy that plays Gandalf? Not Gandalf. Who's the Harry Potter?
Wizard?
Yeah.
Oh.
This guy.
Ian who's McKellen?
Guy? Yeah. There's a ton of guys. So that's all I know. A ton of voice acting. Really well done. I can't believe everything's voice acted. I feel really bad when I skip through the voice acting for all the quests.
It does.
But they're all really well done, and I'm skipping through a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of times. Because I read faster
even
than
Kate
I...
Kate basically.
I haven't reached her character yet. I'll probably listen to hers.
You will never reach her character, dude.
Yeah. So anyways, the voice acting is amazing, but Abner Tharn was the standout. And I highly recommend you guys find somewhere to listen to his fucking stuff, because it is hilarious. So
Corolla had this thing. He called it the X Factor or something like that, where no matter how hot she is, there's a certain point in her life where she's old enough and you're young enough where there's going to be a crossing there, and there's like a possibility of you.
Weren't we talking about this before we were on the air? We were talking about like Alyssa Milano and Tiffany
Amber Thiessen. I could bang Melissa Milano, I'm pretty sure. Kate Beckinsale was never going to happen because I'm too old for that. But like Alyssa Milano is right up my alley right now.
Who was the one that you said was Michelle Pfeiffer?
The tip, though. Huh?
Michelle Pfeiffer? Is that ever happening?
I mean,
yeah,
no,
because
she's a super hot 80-year-old.
Is she 80? She can't be 80.
Dude, she's so hot.
Anyway, let's get back to games. Bobby's going to get yelled at by
his
girlfriend.
All right, what else we got here? Over the Dream, I'll talk about that real quick. This is one of the documentaries I purchased during the sale. One of the things they have you do for this little sticker game they're doing on Steam right now is check out the Steam Video Store. And I clicked on it just to get the sticker, and I'm just like, I'm not going to look at any of this. And then I clicked out of it, and then I was like, wait a second. That looked kind of interesting. Click Bullwinkle back in it. Ended up browsing the video store for a little while. They have stand-up comedy, new movies that have recently been released. Like, they have everything.
They got you hooked.
Buy in, like, iTunes.
With one
reasonable
sticker.
Reasonable prices?
Reasonable, yeah. And a lot of stuff's on sale right now. Like, you can buy the original John Wick for, like, $8 or something, which ain't bad. No, it might be
UHD
cheaper than that.
UHD or...
Oh, yeah, it's all 1080p or 720p.
Oh, that's, I mean, not, it's, that's HD, sir.
Oh, not UHD, no. Oh, okay. It's not in 4K, but it's like comparable to iTunes, I guess. But Over the Dream was a documentary that I saw about Dota, and I had a little trouble understanding the description when I read it, but it was like $2. I was like, fine, I'll check it out. Dota's coming up.
99 cents, apparently.
Okay, a dollar. It was super cheap. That's all I remember. Well, that might be for the rental, because there's two prices on video. Watch out for this. They get you with the rental price. They're like, hey, it's just a dollar. And then you come in, they're like $5.99 to buy it. They do like a 2-day rental or whatever.
Like a Redbox.
Yeah. Yeah. Or yeah. YouTube does rentals as well for movies.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, so Over the Dream is a documentary that is entirely in Russian, but it has subtitles, and there is a lot lost in the translation. Like, the subtitles are not done very well sometimes, because the sentences are like fucked up. Like, they don't make sense. Like, the English sentences at the bottom of the screen, like
Google just translate the whole thing.
Yeah. It was like Google Translate. It's pretty bad, but it was an interesting documentary, but still culturally, I feel like there was a disconnect too. I felt like I just didn't quite understand it. It follows three different people. Number one, Virtus Pro, the team. And I think this is from the TI5, because I remember the characters. I remember the guys playing on the team. Like, I specifically remember the one kid with the long hair.
Yeah.
The one dude's name was God, but they kept calling him G, maybe because there was some problem with having like some sacrilege or something like that. But I remember the characters, and they followed them. They did well, but they didn't place very high. They got top 8 that year. And they followed a caster and a person on the analytics team. And the caster was a guy who really wanted to be a player, but he was a natural fit for casting.
Those who can't coach.
I mean, obviously, okay? We all have a skill in casting ourselves when it comes to podcasting.
Now, dude, being a caster for like a sporting event would be so much work.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they go. I personally think that video game casters are so much more impressive than sports casters.
Oh, yeah. You have to know so much vocabulary. Like, it's just, you have to research all that. Yeah.
The speed, because you're talking about 10 players doing shit all at the same time.
The difference between, for me, for an e-sport I'll watch and an e-sport I won't watch is the casting. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's good casting, I used to watch shit Han tournaments that were, like, the prize pool was, like, a $50 gift card.
Yeah.
But it had a caster I would like, and so I would enjoy the casting. Like, it's not the gameplay that I enjoy, it's the casting a lot of times.
Well,
if you're watching absolute shit people play.
Well,
like,
some people
me,
have a very good personality, and it comes across very well.
Yeah.
And it enriches the experience, and sometimes it can detract if people aren't good at it. But it is a very hard job, and people, I think, they take it for granted, especially Twitch chat.
For sure.
But I fucked that up. It's actually, the caster was a guy who had dreamed of being a caster. He really wanted to be a caster for the TI, and he got his dream. He was a caster for, you know, in Russian, so it wasn't on like the main US English stream, but still, that's a pretty big deal. But the guy on analytics, which the caster was saying, oh, analytics, that's so much easier. You know, that's when they cut after the game, they go to analytics, and they're just like, let's analyze this map, let's pick out some plays and dissect them. But he wanted to be a player, so he was kind of bitter about being on the analytics team, and he found it really hard to be passionate about it. It was a pretty good documentary.
Translation?
Yeah, even with the bad translation. Like, if you're into Dota, I'd recommend it, but otherwise, not really. I also picked up a few other indie documentaries about
indie
developing.
You're still hooked on the documentary tip, huh?
Well, I love video game documentaries, but
I'm said a while ago you were over.
Yeah, you weren't.
I'm kind of sick of them. I pick them up, but I don't know. I'm always excited to learn something new, but I've seen so many, and so many are repetitive. Like, there's so many about, like, the golden age of the arcade video games and Atari, and there's so many about indie development.
Yeah, the indie ones.
I mean, there is some really good ones. There was one that I watched maybe 2 years ago or a year ago, and I brought it up on the podcast, and it was, like, the perfect documentary for just encapsulating, like, everything about video games. Like, it was a great just run-through of video games. Like, the E.T. Atari one, that was a good one as well. There's lots of good ones out there, but some of them do get repetitive.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
and
enough.
I'm sure he gets repetitive me talking about him all the time.
Hey, so. Steven, let's test your skills on bringing up Zoom. I downloaded a movie on Steam, and apparently it's interactive and it's testing the boundaries between, this is in the description, between.
This sounds horrible already.
But it's overwhelmingly positive.
What's it called?
In recent and in overall.
Okay.
Thousands of people.
Did you tell me last week those are trolls?
Not on this one.
Oh, that's what I said.
Well, anime? The waifu stuff is obviously trolls.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, it's some sort of interactive movie on Steam or storytelling or something like that.
Wait, you don't have the name? I thought you.
No. I want to see if you can find it. I downloaded it.
Okay.
But apparently, they're using what they learned from Steam to make a fully fleshed out movie out of. So it's kind of like a choose your own adventure. I don't know exactly much about it.
Sounds like failure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for bringing that up.
But why would it be, if it's overwhelmingly positive by thousands of people?
Trolls.
That's not it. Strike.
That does look pretty good, though.
Yeah, it does. Contradiction.
Did you guys ever play those, like, on the VHS tapes? They had, like, the murder mystery, or, like, my parents had, like, a sci-fi one where it was, like, an interactive video that you would play at, like, a party with people.
No. Oh, yes, I did. Well, I have seen it. Was, like, a murder mystery?
Yeah, like,
it
a murder mystery.
It came in a box?
Thing. Yeah, it came in a box.
And
like
there was a video?
And there was a VHS
tape. Yeah, they
tape.
Did. They did.
Oh, man. I got to look some of those up.
Steven, it's more of a game than those.
Okay, let's move on to something you actually know what you bought.
Oh, but on that, Netflix now has Choose Your Own Adventure movies. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
They're brand new. I think they're more kid-oriented right now, but they're dipping their toe into that. So maybe...
Porn's had that for a while now.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I did mean, that so derail? Did
it's that derail? It's something that went away and I think is slowly coming back.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to talk about something you actually played? Or are we just doing guess the game?
I only have one on here. So, Shark Attack Deathmatch 2.
Okay, so you didn't play anything. Moving on.
I said if you buy me... If you buy,
I'm just laughing.
If you buy anything for me that's over $5, which this wasn't, I would play it. So, Big Mr. Large Huge.
Big McLarge Huge.
Yeah, that one. Sent me this game and he said, fuck you, or something like that.
$1.49.
He said, like, chew on this. And I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Is this
good,
the one actually, where it's one shark
is
versus
is this the asymmetric
four?
PvP game where
no,
it's divers
like,
versus... Oh, depth. That's
depth,
what it is.
Yeah.
Depth.
Okay. This is you versus sharks, and you try to get as many points as you can before you're eaten alive. The graphics were actually pretty fucking nice.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, for a $1.99 game. Don't get me...
No, this is $1.49.
Oh, sorry. $1.49. it might have something to do with my 1080 Ti and my giant screen. I'm going to mention
Oh, you got a new graphics card.
Yeah, I'm going to mention this every episode. It was really immersive. I had a good time. And it tracks your high scores versus everybody else in your Steam profile. And I bit...
Wait. You have other people that have played this on your Steam profile?
Yeah. Mr. Big Large Huge.
What is it again, Bobby?
Mr. Big Large Huge.
Big McLarge Huge, dude. It's from what's the one with the robots? Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
really
good.
Popular episode.
I think redoing that.
The score. Come at me, bitches. Download this.
You squashed his score?
Yeah. Put down this for $1.49. Try to beat Emilio's score.
Come on, huge, big, McLarge.
Sure, but not really.
Step it up.
Anyway, excellent game for $1.49.
Why does the picture of Shark Attack look like he's got lipstick on? What's going on
here? Those are his gums.
That's how sharks look. Those are his gums.
Yeah.
I've never seen gums on a shark before.
You ever seen a shark movie?
That's apparently not. Apparently not.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Shall we talk Tales from the Borderlands?
Yeah. I want to talk about that. So I finally played that game.
This is the from what's
Telltale. Yeah, it's a Telltale game. And I have a long history with Telltale games. Everybody kind of became aware of them with Walking Dead back in 2012. But I was playing them long before Back to the Future.
Ooh,
Jurassic
hipster.
Park.
Hipster alert.
Let me tell you, they were not good. They were not good back then. So the more they come out with these games, the more they realize we need to focus on story because that's what people like and that's what works. So in this game, they did a great job with that. Not only that, but the cinematography in this game is is great, like outstanding, like leagues beyond what I remember from the Walking Dead games. Like they just did such a great job, and the environment, Borderlands, what is that, Pandora? Like that's such a great place to tell a story. They really play up the whole classism between Hyperion, the business people that are all, you know, they're rich and they're up in space, and then the Pandorians, which are scrounging for scraps and trying to get by. And it adds a whole lot of world building and character to it. I'm really enjoying it. I played the first episode. It was about 2 hours long, exactly how long that should be. No real big puzzles, very light interaction, you know, move
quick
left,
time.
Move right. Yes, a few quick time events. But it was light. It was acceptable. You're basically just keeping the story moving along, you know, enough to keep you invested.
Enjoyable, you know, they were so light and okay. Like,
okay, but anytime you play a game like this, you're like, why wouldn't I just watch this as a movie? Why couldn't I do that? And you could, but I, you know, it offers some investment when you have to do some.
Well,
it gives you some agency
like,
in it. And then you choose dialogue as well.
Choices, right?
Yeah, the dialogue, it gives you agency, makes you feel more like you're a part
of
the
agency,
story.
Good word.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I don't think it's. It's not my favorite one. I thought it was the most well done. It's definitely the funniest one I've played of the Telltale games.
Which one's the best one? The Wolf Among Us?
Wolf Among Us was my favorite. We'll see how this one goes. Walking Dead, the first one, absolutely loved it.
It was the first game that
it was
ever
amazing.
Made me cry.
But it was the first one that really
broke
the mold. So I don't want to give it too much credit. The Game of Thrones one, I got like an hour into it, was completely over it.
How about the Walking Dead mitochondria one?
Oh, Michonne? Have not played Michonne. I played Walking Dead season one and two and the little interlude they had in between. I did not play Batman, although I did get the Minecraft one in the bundle I bought. I bought the Telltale bundle.
Already bundle trash, huh?
I played the first one of the Michonne one.
It's the big package on Steam that you get, and there's all this other stuff in there, like a Strong Bad game and the Hector whatever game, some Tail Monkey Island games. Like, there's a whole bunch of shit in there. But we'll see where it goes. I'm excited to play this game. I actually want to see. I want to continue playing it and see where it goes.
Bobby, just off topic a second. Speaking of bundles and all, I shared my list out because there was part from last week that I didn't talk about. Mm-hmm. So I shared my list out on Discord. Is there an avenue that I can put the full list of my full recommendations on there?
We can make a post on the website.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Get back to it now.
Cool. So yeah, Tales from the Borderlands, all five episodes are out. They got to be. This came out in like 2015, right? You know, it really wanted me, playing this game made me want to go back and play Borderlands again. Like, they really run you through all the characters. Although you're playing these, like, side characters, they run you through all the main characters. They make appearances and stuff.
It's very Firefly, isn't it?
Which Borderlands, isn't there two, there's two different worlds depending if you're playing 1, 2, or the pre-sequel, right?
Is there?
No.
No, they're all on Pandora. That's like the main setting for all this, isn't it? For 1 and 2, at least. I didn't play the pre-sequel. You guys did.
Oh.
Well, the pre-sequel, it goes right between 1 and 2, right?
That's but doesn't it take place on the moon? A moon of Pandora?
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, that's right. It takes place on the moon with the low gravity and all. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. You want to talk video game currencies? I think we got time.
If we got time, yeah. We did this.
It's the all Bobby hour.
Yeah, I know, right? It's on the show.
I know. Just seriously, we can't get a word in edgewise here.
All right. That's what happens when she does.
I know, seriously.
So we did this like maybe a year ago where we talked about video game or currencies in video games.
Space
and,
bucks.
Yeah, space bucks. Well, that'll come up later. It's always interesting to me. You know, I use the term world building. They use that when talking about stories and creating stories. It's important to have world building. You know, you have to make people believe that they're actually in a real place. And part of doing that is having a currency. So there's a lot of standard ones, a lot of games like World of Warcraft, they use gold, copper, silver. A lot of futuristic games use, you guys know, like Star Wars. What is the Star Wars
credits.
Currency? Credits. Yep. Credits. Now, here's what I was thinking, though, when I was talking about this. Star Trek, do they even have currency?
No.
Because they're, like, beyond that.
Yeah, they're beyond currency.
Yeah, so, like, it did.
Although, what's the guy with the big ears?
Ferengi.
The Ferengi. Don't they? They are big
like
into currencies. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know what currency they use, the Ferengi. Yeah.
But the Federation, they're like, they didn't.
And that's all going to change with the next show. I don't know what the next show is, but I read that they're breaking. Roddenberry had rules that basically the it's a utopia. Star Trek is a utopia.
Yeah.
And the Federation is a utopia. Mm-hmm. Then the next one is breaking the rules, and they're going to show the Federation in a negative light, or at least that's up for grabs.
We got some Star Trek nerds up on the live Discord. Steven Sensei says they use gold pressed latinum.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That's what the Ferengi
Voyager
uses.
Had replicator rations. Voyager had the best soundtrack too, the best intro music.
Yeah. I liked Voyager.
Is that's the one with the lady, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the captain Janeway. Janeway, right?
Wait, no, that was No,
Janeway's right.
No, Janeway was Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No.
I forget. I don't know.
All right. We'll figure this all out.
Oh, my God. Dax was so hot.
I'm not sure why we're posting Fran Bo in chat, but that's a good game I still need to finish. That's a scary game.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, video game currencies. So, I'm going to list some currencies here, and you guys tell me what game these belong to. Feel free to play along in chat.
No, don't play in chat because it's going to. Let's look at each other.
Yeah. Okay. Look into each other's eyes. All right.
I cannot laugh at this. All right. You guys.
Just fall in love with my blue eyes.
This one's going to be lightning round right here. Like, you're going to get this right off the bat. Space Bucks.
That game with the guns in it.
Yep.
Borderlands.
Nope.
No.
Close. It had a lot of guns in it. What do you do with guns? What do you call a set of guns?
A set of guns.
Arsenal.
Loadout.
Loadout. Bing. Fuck. Space Bucks. Then that's Space Bucks with an X, not a C.
Obviously. Yeah. If you're going to call it Space Bucks.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Okay. Clarification on that. Janeway was Voyager. Deep Space Nine was Captain Sisko. Okay.
That's right.
I don't know why I didn't think Janeway...
Yeah. So was Janeway's first name, I think, is probably what's killing us here. Jane.
Susan.
Janeway.
Janeway.
Okay.
All right, we're not looking.
Scott Bakula.
All right, next one. Bobby, hit us up with it.
Here we go. Souls.
Dark Souls.
Dark Demon Souls. Souls. Dark Souls, yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
I just started playing Dark Souls today, too.
Which one?
First one.
Oh, okay, because I'm going to start three.
S-O-L apostrophe S for some reason. I don't know.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. All right. We talked about that. ISK.
Ooh, that's Eve Online.
Damn it.
Boom.
Stands for Interstellar Credit. Credit spelled with a K.
Obviously.
Yeah. All right. Here's a tough one. I did not realize this one, but then once I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah. Silver Eagles.
Ooh, Silver Eagles.
Skyrim?
No.
Wolfenstein?
Nope.
Silver Eagles.
Silver Eagles.
Shit. Oh, Dishonored?
Kind of close. A game like Dishonored?
For Honor.
No, not a stealth game. It's a BioShock game. BioShock Infinite.
Fuck.
And the first two BioShock games...
Damn it, Steven got it.
Yeah, he got it. First two BioShock games used dollars and cents, which is a currency you see in games a lot.
So. Oh, that's true.
All right, here's my favorite one, Dosh.
Oh, Dosh.
That's from...
Fuck. I know this.
Dragon, it was in the DLC. The name Dragon, it was called.
There's two of these games. Yeah. I played a lot of
Shadowrun.
Them. Shadowrun. Nope.
Oh.
I made a video about it.
Oh, shit.
I haven't made too many videos.
I know. It's Killing Floor 2.
Killing Floor. Killing Floor 1 and 2. Dosh is the currency.
No, just Fuck. 2, Bobby.
I would not have gotten that. I was thinking
all right,
myself.
Here's one that I did not know, but I think you guys will. Oren. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Spell it.
O-R-E-N.
Oren. Whew.
No.
I have no clue.
Yeah, see, I didn't recognize it. It's saying The Witcher?
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't played enough The Witcher.
Don't even pay attention. Emilio's played a lot of The Witcher. Yeah. I thought you'd get that one.
They didn't use, like, gold and stuff in that?
They're gold-colored.
All right, second to last one. This one I had completely forgot about. It's a bit of a classic. Simoleons.
I'm going to go with Duke Nukem.
Nope.
Am I close?
It's in the title. Simoleons.
Smacking Simoleons?
Chat, Sims. I'm looking at chat.
Is it Sims?
It's The Sims, as Flying Wine has pointed out six times in chat. Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, you knew that one.
That was their currency. Okay, and then the last one, New Yen.
Right here.
New Yen.
That's...
I want to say it's...
Emilio already answered it earlier. That's... Now he can't remember what he said earlier.
The Yakuza game.
Sort of, not
God
really.
I always forget the name of this.
Shadowrun.
Oh, fuck.
I get that
one. So it's like yen, but new yen.
Yeah.
Well, you played a
it's
game.
It's like the last name of everybody in Vietnam.
You played a game, so I will not play
anybody?
A game.
Anybody? Nguyen? All right, fuck you.
That was racist. We can't be racist.
Literally 50% of their population is named Nguyen.
Yeah. I know.
You just don't pronounce it that way.
That you mean it's not Nguyen?
I think Flying Hawaiian's right. He won that game.
Yeah. Good job, Flying.
All right. So currency is a video game. There you go. Don't forget it. All right. Let's move on to something else here.
Emilio's taking a pee again. Emilio, so if you are drinking at home, if you're drinking at home, drink for Emilio peeing it right now.
Let's do. We want to talk Dota 2 qualifiers real quick. We'll
sure.
Get into the esports.
This will be quick since esports isn't a topic that a lot of people like. Dota 2 qualifiers is going on or just finished up? I believe they just finished up. I think they have their list.
I never follow the qualifiers or the group stage, so I'm not sure. But
I did want to bring up again my favorite site for looking at the VODs, and it's honestly just the Reddit site. There's a Dota VODs Reddit that has a spoiler-free Dota site, and I fucking love it. If you go to Dota VODs, that's the way that I check out all my VODs on that stuff. So the other thing that since I just brought up on the chat is this is the first year without any defending champs. Last year's winners were Wings, who got reorganized into another. Anyways, they broke up. The five members ended up joining three different teams, and all three of those teams got knocked out. So no defending champs are going to be in the tournament, and this is the first time ever.
Yeah, that was a bit of an underdog story with Wings, wasn't it, last year?
Yep,
like no one was expecting them to win. And then once they did win, it was like, you know, everybody wanted to pull them to bigger organizations.
Yeah, the Wings organization ended up, they changed organizations and everything like that. So, anyways, I haven't watched any of the qualifiers. I'm going to watch this week because I like watching the qualifiers. So I have nothing to report. But if you are interested in the TI, then the qualifiers are there for you to watch. That's all I got.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually follow EG, so I'll be watching their games.
Yeah, I don't even know if they've qualified. Don't tell me.
Yeah. Emilio, you want to talk about your vertical monitor?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
That was Emilio, by the way. That totally wasn't me. You didn't get me a drink. What the fuck? Rude. First of all, rude. Second of all, I don't like you.
I mean, there's not much to say. I spent $40 at Fry's Electronics, which is still a thing. They're trying to compete with Amazon now where they'll...
Yeah, they price match, right?
Not just that, but they'll bring you something the same day, like faster than Amazon will.
Like deliver it?
They'll deliver it for free. Yeah. They said 500 items, and they carry about 10,000, I would guess. So it's probably things over a certain price point.
We have 37 monitors at the house. You're saying you bought a monitor?
No, dude, you've been in my room. Suck my dick. But you've been in my room since I did it. What? It's an old monitor. It's one of the shittiest monitors we have. But I just bought a stand to flip it.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, phew.
You saw it, right?
I almost slapped you in the face right
now.
You
saw it?
I did.
Anyway,
see it.
My second monitor is for Discord, and it's great for Discord and for web browsing. But generally, if you have a second one that's just there for, you know, non-gaming, probably flipping it sideways is the way to go. It was like $40. What did you pay for your stand, Bobby?
About the same. I got it on Amazon. It's a pretty good stand, too. I like it. But
can you change yours on the fly?
Yeah, I can rotate it. I can move it up and down. It's got a lot of play to it.
Yeah. Anyway, check it out. Try it out if you have two monitors.
I find it hilarious you're putting a $40 stand on a $40 monitor.
I mean, whatever. If it breaks,
you'll be able to use the stand again.
That's true.
Like, that's what I did. With this one that I had, I used to have a real shitty monitor. And when you flip a monitor vertical, I know I've said this a dozen times before, but I'll say it again because it's so important. If you flip a TN panel vertical, it's going to look like shit. You're going to have to move your head side to side to be able to see it. Otherwise, it's going to look dark.
I turned my contrast all the way up and my brightness all the way up, and then it was totally legible.
Yeah, I bet that looks terrible.
Right, whatever, it's legible.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be able to read it, but I mean, I don't know.
I use the other one for
porn.
I don't know what your point is.
I like fancy screens.
Cool.
Great viewing angles.
I tried to set up a second monitor, and I don't have a monitor cable because my roommate took our last monitor cable, and then he had the gall to mock me for not having a second monitor. So
I don't know how the guy lives with me. Although we're breaking up soon.
Yeah, we are. One last sex session, and then we're done.
Do we want to do listener questions or news first?
Let's do listener questions.
Have we ever not done that?
Well, I'm just saying because it seems like we're going to have a lot of listener questions here because you kind of opened the floodgates on that one.
Yeah, you did.
Where are we at time-wise?
We got plenty of time. We're at like an hour.
Cool, okay. Let's do it then.
All right. Do what?
Listener
questions. Whatever you want, Bobby.
Okay. It's up to you. You're the show host, Bobby.
With the mostest.
Host us, baby.
Let's just get through news, and then we'll just chill out on listener questions. Just fucking...
Actually, he probably is, right? Because, like, I can't articulate anything once we get to the news, usually.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Diablo 3, the Necro, is finally released. So $14.99 is the price point on this,
Yeah,
right?
That's what I wanted to ask you guys. Is $14.99 too much? Now, it comes with other little perks. Like, you get a little pet that follows you around, and you get wings or something like that. But the bulk of what you're buying is the Necro class.
Can I vent a little bit about the fucking pet?
That's why we have a podcast, so we can vent. I thought that's why we had this. All right. That's what ESO, I've been using it for.
Every motherfucker in the world is running around with pets in ESO, all those scrolls online. I'm a animal tamer. I have a grizzly with me, which is sweet. But it kind of gets downplayed by people having scorpions and fucking...
But they're smaller.
...frogs. I don't give a shit. Like, and plus, well now, if I have the same one that you're talking about, then I have, like, three things following me. It just looks stupid. It looks like a mother duck and her ducklings. It's dumb. I want one guy, the class who picks it, to be able to have whatever he wants, and then everybody else should fucking suffer. Fuck that.
I don't agree with you.
Because you don't play pet classes.
You're right.
But I'm a huge pet class guy.
You have two things following you around. You should be happy.
Three.
You have three things following you around.
World of Warcraft made that mistake where people could have pets following them around. And yeah, it's clutter. It's visual clutter.
Thank you. Yeah. And it makes the pet classes less special.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the game is free, so they're trying to get you to spend money. And so pets are one of the ways to spend money. All right, what else we got?
A new PUBG patch, but we already talked about that.
Yes, we did.
For Honor, finally jumping to tournaments.
Yeah, they've started putting the things in place for the tournaments. The reason I bring this up is, isn't this too late for this game? Like, if you wanted tournaments and you wanted, like, esports-style duels and stuff, why didn't you launch with it?
We're talking about For Honor, and we wouldn't have been talking about For Honor. Do you see my point?
So my point is, yes, it's too late.
All I'm saying is it's getting more play than it was last week.
True.
So for them, it's probably the right move.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a lot of time to put into a mode that might not get a lot of play.
I wouldn't mind taking a look at what that looks like, though.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next up, Rocket League is going to add Rick and Morty content for their 2-year anniversary. I saw the content. It's all free. They add Rick and Morty stuff to either the antenna or the hat changes to it. It's all free. It comes in the boxes that you get or whatever it is. I just thought that was kind of cool. It's a nice little tie-in. Rick and Morty is a popular game, popular show, and Rocket League is a popular game.
Mm-hmm. Season 3 is just announced for July 30th, so it's good timing.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
And, Bobby, did you watch the live thing they did like 2 days ago on YouTube?
No.
It was like basically a panel that you would see at a convention or something. All Rick and Morty, all the people up there for like 2 hours just talking, shooting the shit.
Wow.
So you might want to check that out.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, Rocket League, I actually played a little bit of this the other night. A friend of mine is really into it, plays it on the PlayStation. We actually did some ranked. It did not go well. We won our games, but I'm not good at that game. I'm still not good at that game.
Yeah, me neither. Next up, Twitch affiliates. I really wanted Chi to be here for this, so maybe we'll talk about it more next week because Chi knows Twitch way better than any of us do. So they added an affiliate, uh, a, They added an affiliate level a while ago after it was bought, right? Mm-hmm. And the affiliates are not as good as partners. Partners is like the top tier.
Not as good. Just yeah. Not as partnered.
Not as partnered. So they added an affiliate ones, and you were able to give them bits, right? So they were making a little bit of money, and a bit is equal to 1 cent, right?
Sure.
I think that's how it works.
That's the way
Anyways, they're expanding their affiliate program, and now they're allowing them to actually get subscribers.
Yep.
Which is a big deal, because a subscriber equates to, what, $250 or something like that a month that you could get from people?
I thought it was $4, but...
I know that Twitch is making a certain percentage, and they're making.
Oh, okay.
So I think you get $250, and Twitch gets $250.
So,
anyways,
I'm not saying what people should do.
Can you click on the link, Bobby?
But if you have Amazon Prime, you get to have one free subscription. They'll pay your subscription fee for you if you have Prime. I haven't ever. There's nobody that I watch, so mine's just gonna go to Chi, like just automatically. Just by default. Like, why wouldn't I?
But to subscribe, someone has to be partnered.
No. That's not anymore.
That's what just changed.
See, if you look on this link here, and Bobby, if you want to drop that into Discord, that would be cool. The Twitch affiliate...
Did you see how Bobby had a general reaction to what we were talking about? And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't bring that up next time, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Okay. So Twitch affiliates now are going to get... subscriptions, and they are also getting one emoji, so you can get one Twitch emoji.
Oh my God.
As an affiliate.
Let it be a cock.
So it's got to get approved by Twitch, obviously. So, but this is pretty much opening up. If you have, I think you only need like 50 people subscribe. Following you to get the affiliate program. So a ton of our listeners could probably get on the affiliate program. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. And hopefully Chi will have some good stuff to talk about it next week, because I'm kind of curious on her thoughts on that.
So, again, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free. Just give it to somebody. Even if it's not Chi, just give it to somebody.
Bobby might be able to get it.
Bobby, do you subscribe to anyone?
No, I don't have Amazon Prime. I use my girlfriend's.
Ooh. Wow.
So I guess she could.
What a cheap bastard.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm cheap. I use her Netflix, too.
Okay, last one up. There was a Super Data released all this stuff about digital PC, not just PC, just digital gaming in general. Their year value right now is $7.8 billion. Scroll down on this, Bobby.
But you did read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, about why?
Yeah, they said PC gaming's down 30% digital, but year on year. But that was because last year Overwatch came out this month, so that's why we're down 30%. Yeah. Is because of it. What I was going to quiz you on is the top 10 digital PC games worldwide. Have you heard of half of these games?
No, what is going on?
Yeah, I was going to quiz you on this.
That? Well, you got a couple that are obvious.
Dave, get your fingers ready. What the fuck is Crossfire?
Link, you want to link that again, Bobby?
It's Fantasy Westward Journey Online.
So too. I'm assuming all of these that we don't recognize are all Chinese ones that are pulling in a ton of market. But obviously there's ones we recognize, League of Legends, Dota 2.
World of Tanks is that big?
World of Tanks, yeah. Overwatch.
Wait, is this revenue?
I think this is revenue, yeah.
Jeez.
So there's a ton of ones we have heard of, Counter-Strike. And then there's ones New Westward Journey Online 2.
Hold on. There's New Westward Journey Online 2. And don't confuse that with Fantasy Westward Journey Online 2.
Yeah. And a game called Crossfire. I have no idea what this is. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah, so, and then the last piece of note is that they estimated that the overall PC gaming market was worth just under $36 billion for the year, driven largely by free-to-play online titles. Yeah.
This year so far.
What's up?
Last year?
That was last year.
Oh, okay.
This year so far, it's $7.8 billion. So, yeah, anyways, some interesting stuff. If you want to read about it, we'll have a link in the live podcast.
Can we quickly talk about the Overwatch, the Chinese Overwatch?
If you want,
bring this up before?
I don't think we did.
I don't
bring it up.
Chinese Overwatch.
Yeah.
With the fake one.
It
I think I saw it in Discord.
I feel like we talked about it. If if you play Overwatch or if you
Bobby,
don't,
can you put the link
just
on
compare
there?
The regular characters to the Chinese version. They just rip everything off, and they have like a cheapened version. But anyway, it's there.
China doesn't care if they rip us off. They care if we rip them off. So, anyways, that's all the news we have this time. You want to go to listener questions?
Yeah, let's finish this up with some listener questions. So let me switch over here on the Discord because I think we had some.
You want to start with the rapid fire, or you want to go to the ones that he's got listed?
Just knock those out of the way. Steven Sensei says, Emilio, what is the best cocktail to enjoy on a hot summer day to keep you cool when your PC gamer PC game is heating up the room? I mean, if you had somebody there making you drinks, I would say mojitos are always the most refreshing drink ever. Problem is, you need a mortar and pestle. You need fucking fresh.
That was a mortar
and pestle.
Mortar and pestle.
Yeah.
He said a mortar and pestle. He said a mortar and pestle. Sorry.
Well, you didn't go gator hunting. Yeah. You need a mortar and a pestle. I don't know. Yeah, but since you don't have that, something you can make quick. Well, we drink around the Brojo, as we call our place,
yep.
Until we break up. It's going to be Moscow Mules. We probably drink that the most. But vodka and whatever's laying around.
So one of the things I did at the very beginning of joining DL Gaming is I had an article.
Yeah.
Is it still on? Is it still on?
Do
you want to link that one, Bobby? If
I'll
you can find
that. It's on our website.
No, let's see if Steven can find it.
So I have an article on our website, and I broke down what alcohol you should be drinking depending on what style of game you're playing. So if you are curious on that, that is way back in the archive of on dlgaming.net, but it is there. So if you're curious, it's there.
So there's that.
I think it was called Video Game and Drinking Pairs. Let's see if that turns up here.
Yeah, we'll find
it. I think that you wouldn't do keywords, but anyway.
All right, what else we got?
No, because that's the exact title of it.
Oh, so Nighthawk said, I think you guys should take a podcasting girl.
No, no, maybe he meant we should teach one.
No,
because
no,
we're so
no,
good.
No. He linked a podcast that's a podcasting course. Everybody jumped on him, of course, about being passive aggressive. But I thought it was, you know,
should we?
I thought it was interesting.
Should we take one?
Well, I checked out the one that he did link, and it's got an interesting little pamphlet, and it's got some good pointers in there. But when we were first starting the podcast, I did a lot of research trying to figure out how to put one together, and a lot of them have what this one has. It has a lot of information on how you should be developing your character and your personality and creating a show, but I was looking for a lot of, like, cold, hard facts, like, you know, how do I start my own RSS feed, and how do I upload content and get that to register with iTunes and like all that shit? And I feel like there's not enough information on that out there.
Maybe you should teach
it. And like, what kind of equipment should I use? We're using the Blue Yeti. We are huddling around a condenser mic for like the first 2 years
like
of this.
As if it was cold.
A campfire, like hobos at a campfire. We are huddled around this microphone for like the first 2 years of our podcast.
And we couldn't have anything running, so it was so hot no matter where we were recording.
Geez. Yeah, that would pick up all sorts of sound. So yeah, I feel like I could kind of, at least from a technical standpoint, I feel like I could really help people get their own podcast running.
What he can't do is help us when he's not around. Just recently, he had some shit come up. We were like, we don't know how. What the fuck?
He's like, go ahead and record without me. And we're like, we'll wait until you get back.
Yeah.
I had everything all set up. Wouldn't that have been weird? That would have been the first episode I ever missed.
Yeah. To answer your question, Nighthawk, yeah, we could probably be.
That wasn't a question.
he was basically.
we could probably be better, but that's kind of not what we're going for. We're not trying
to better ourselves here.
Yeah. No, but I think we hit a nice pacing. I think we're right where we want to be, right?
You could only grow so much.
Yeah. That's what I always tell my girlfriend.
My God.
That's why I stopped.
Oh, since I found it.
Yeah, he did.
Video games and drink pairings, just like you said. Oh, it was pairings,
not pairs.
That's the last
time Chad contributed anything to this podcast.
I even took that picture and made that all pretty for that.
You put a fucking filter on it and
did.
Instagram.
I did. I Instagrammed that the fuck out of that.
Like a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Moving on.
All right, what else we got?
What do we got? Some suggestions from Emu Killer. Right, yeah. Oh, these are for the Steam sale, Steam Summer sale.
No, just general, like, why haven't I heard you guys talk about these games? Doomly?
Doom 33.
Okay, sure. He was talking about Eternal. It's a free-to-play TCG on Steam. He says he loves it. He's played TCGs all his life, and he thought it was really good.
Since okay.
We talk about TCGs all the time.
I'll take a look at it.
Emu Killer, who is actively flying out to do war,
oh, wow.
War games, and the ones that he said that, you know, he has fun with and maybe have some tactical parts to it that he enjoys are War Thunder, World of Warships, Guns of
That's Icarus. World of Warships is the same one as World of Tanks. It's just their water one, their water version.
Okay. Guns of Icarus, and then things that he gets drunk and plays with the friends with are Argo and Chivalry. I think I got that right. Chivalry's a lot of fun. I mean, but it's just one of these things that just got a little bit too dated, and now we have things like PUBG. So why would you ever play Chivalry again? We need.
I like Chivalry. It's a good game.
Okay, cool. But what if it was like you parachute in and you're looking around for like a dagger and a sword,
knight suit?
No, they don't have one of those though.
You start
do they?
Naked. You start naked. Right?
They don't have a king.
Leathers.
They don't have a King of the Hill.
Maybe you kill
Hunger Games style set in a fantasy land.
I'm not so sure we need one.
I think we do. Let's design it.
So before I left for the podcast today, I was
switch it over.
Can
Bobby.
We get some ridiculous questions that are not PC gaming related? Because I feel like the podcast I listen to, they get like these like what animal would you ride into battle?
Yeah, but
kind of questions.
You listen to these podcasts with millions of listeners, and so they're filtering out hundreds of thousands of questions.
Are you saying that our 1,000-ish listeners isn't better than their millions?
I'm sure ours are better.
Well, let's see. Okay. I haven't even read them.
Let's do it.
So let's see what popped up.
Well, before we do that, we had one in the live Twitch chat coming from Furion, who is a hots buddy of mine. He's asking about how to build a Twitch following. And I feel like we shouldn't do we can't really speak to that. Well, yeah, there you go.
Two-face.
But she would be the person to really tell you how to do that. But yeah, have a personality or have big tits or
golden voice.
Yeah, that could. You got to have some sort of personality.
I think the thing that I always tell people when they ask how do you build it, not that I know, but the reason I watch people, I can play the game. So you either have to be better at the game or better as an entertainer than what I'm getting from the game.
Yes,
either be better at the game than me or be entertaining enough that I'm willing to watch you be as shitty as me.
Yeah, and you know, speaking as a technical guy, I got to say that proper lighting does so much for you. Like, and she would back me up on this if she were here, but having proper lighting, having like a DX Racer chair, it sounds stupid, but when people see that, they're like, oh, okay, that
he's a pro.
Legit.
He knows what he's going.
You know, maybe a green screen, but like that stuff, that helps.
SOCOM mentions that ARK has a Hunger Games style like that, like kind of more, not as much shooty, so maybe.
All right, I'm going to switch Discord text channels here, and we're going to listener questions. So we're just going to – this is going to be rapid fire. I'm going to scroll up. All right.
We're going to see how this goes.
Tagloro says what? No comment. All right. Steven Sensei, if you had to have sex with one of the podcast hosts and kill the others, who would it be?
She was excluded
from being chosen as an option because for sex.
All right. I would have sex with myself and kill you guys.
Wow.
What the fuck? You can't fuck yourself.
Yep. Rude.
I'd fuck Bobby because I feel like he'd be a little bit, not much, but a little bit easier to hold down.
A little bit easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
Naked. I'm going to have to go probably with Emilio, not for the sex part,
whoa,
but just because...
Enthusiasm?
You know, it would suck if it was dead. And not as much with Bobby. That's what I'm going with.
All right. And you guys don't know how to spell ridiculous? I think you all misspelled that there. Anyway, moving on. Here's one. Why does American heavy metal suck so ridiculously bad when compared next to Swedish or Finnish heavy metal? American
they got
metal
all those trees.
Like that.
That's why. Because you're always taking heavy metal band pictures in the forest, right? I'm going with the trees. About?
Anyway.
I don't think we're qualified, but it is true.
We're not qualified. None of us like heavy metal.
Yeah.
I still say it's the trees.
Okay, who is the best member of the DL Gaming Discord, and why is it Fig Sack?
I would say Jens, because he volunteers to do a lot of work, and now Steven is our new Jens, so Steven.
I would say Flying Hawaiian, because he found that game I couldn't find for like 10 years, Siberia.
Boom.
He cracked a case.
I'm going to have to say Leet Milf, because she's the one of the only ones that is recognized as a female and still puts up with all the dude shit on our Discord channel.
Up. Yeah. She puts more dude shit up than anybody. Any
I'm
dudes.
Just saying, I
what
applaud.
What happened to Jen Ford? There was another girl, but I guess we scared her away.
Yeah, we probably did.
Like we do. All right. Tag Loros asks, this one was directed at me. What was your first PC game? Fuck, can't remember. Like PC game that I owned? PC game that I played?
Guess.
Number one, the original.
Like Jill the Jungle, Tank Wars.
Tank Wars. Okay, we're going with Tank Wars.
All right,
next.
Tank Wars. All right, moving on. If you could only play one mobile game for the rest of your life, what mobile game would you choose? Oh, my God.
That would be
8-Ball Pool.
Hearthstone. Next question.
Yeah, Hearthstone, second that. All right, moving on. Why do women always take selfies in their cars?
I asked my girl that, and she said, because there's nothing else to do while you're waiting in the light.
I think she fucking answered that question.
Wow. Yep. All right. Not really a question, but worst breakup stories. Go.
I spent a week with my college girlfriend with her parents in Hawaii. She broke up with me on the car ride back from the airport.
What about the time where you would hang out with your ex and her
same girl
boyfriend?
Okay. Next story.
All right. I went crazy for about 6 months over a girl. Like I was a crazy person.
Must
like
have been you.
More crazy than now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Hmm. That's... Whew. Bobby?
I drank a bottle of Robitussin, and this girl accused me of cheating on her. Only girl I've ever dumped, and I threw her out of my house. End of story.
Only Bobby's worst breakup is him breaking up with somebody.
She was crazy, though. She was legitimately crazy.
They usually are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best ones.
They are. Moving on. All right. Best and worst drunken night.
Man. Okay.
That's a whole nother.
I got a quick one. I pledged for a fraternity during the hazing period. I drank a third of a bottle of Jack Daniels. Can't drink Jack Daniels to this day. Hmm. I threw up a lot.
Is that your best or worst?
That is both my best and my worst.
Yeah, that's another podcast.
Yeah.
Those are our crazy Jimmy stories.
Fucking Jimmy.
Jimmy's crazy.
We could do
man.
DLG after hours.
Yeah. I thought that's what we're doing here.
Maybe we are. We're filling time because we don't have Chi.
Yeah, we are.
All right, yeah. I don't remember any of my stories because I blacked out. All right, moving on. About the cocktail drink. That's the one. We did it. Okay. How about Luminosity? Technically, PC games and could make you... I'm confused.
It was me directly because I'm dumb. Basically, he's talking about those things that are like
brain games.
I'm playing one right now that's like a some sort of like physics puzzle.
I've been trying to get you to play more brain centric games because you have a history of you've got a history in your family of Alzheimer's and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. I think it's important to keep your brain going, so I highly endorse. I don't know Luminosity.
As soon as I start going nuts, I'm just going to take ecstasy for the rest of my life.
Okay, I like it. That's a good plan.
Maybe that's how you go nuts. All right. If you could fuck any PC port, what would it be?
Oh, fuck. Which one's the fastest?
Dude, I'd go for an AGP classic vintage 90s.
Wow. I think I'm going to go with the... What's the DV9? What's the classic plug-in
for the keyboard?
For the monitor.
A VGA?
Sure. We're going with VGA for me.
Would it be weird if I said like USB 3.0 cuz it's only been around like for a few years?
Yeah, it's tighter.
It's a little too young.
Too young. Yep.
Too young.
All right.
Wow. Gross. That was a weird one. Thank you Flying for that one.
All right. Too late for questions? Yes. Would you rather scream every time you had to say something or run everywhere you went?
Run
everywhere I went.
Run, yeah, for sure.
Because all I have to do is run to my truck. and then I can drive and then run to.
No, no, he means everywhere. Literally everywhere.
Like Forrest Gump.
Oh, shit.
I would still go with run because at least I'd be in shape.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Abs. Yeah. That calves like you wouldn't believe.
Like
yeah.
I already had.
I had an ab on my calf one time. But anyway, that's
all right. Last minute question. How much of your country will you be blowing up for the 4th of July? Or who has spent the most money on things to light on fire?
This is so funny that you asked that.
We'll be blowing up another country because we'll be in Mexico.
Chad and I are both going to Mexico, being super patriotic down there. Where fireworks are legal, because it's not legal in California.
Anything's legal in Mexico if you pay enough money.
Yeah, especially explosions.
Explosions are definitely legal.
In or outside encouraged. Of people. It
it's encouraged,
matter.
Right?
Yeah. So basically, we rented a house on the beach. It's also my birthday. And we're going to go knucking futs for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby, you can come down and visit.
I'm going to be in Seattle.
Yeah, nobody cares about that, but
yeah.
Like the polar opposite of Mexico.
I know. Yeah. Could not be more different. Yeah.
Okay.
How many FPS is my Nintendo DS?
About 7?
7, 8?
I'm going to go with 42 because that's pretty much always the correct answer.
All right. Yep. I think we nailed it, guys.
Back to the live podcast.
All right. Well, that's about the show, ain't it?
I think so.
There's the VGA port. Good
There's the AGP slot. So the AGP slot was the original graphics card slot for like old computers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's old school.
So what you're putting your graphics cards in. And the third one, he missed that. I'm not sure what that was. I can't remember.
Right. I don't either.
Yeah. Well.
So are we done? Are we talking about next week?
Yeah, next week. What's it looking like?
Shit, half my week, I'm going to be in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get so back till Tuesday. He's going to play
a lot of Tijuana
drinking.
Whores.
Tijuana whores?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to play some ESO. I got a bunch of stuff that I bought for the thing. Thimbleweed Park, that's the one I'm really excited for. Bobby, you should get Family Share, play that game as well. It is a point-and-click adventure that I hear is really good. So that's kind of the one that I'm looking to play
this
week.
When's the Steam sale over, yes?
The 5th.
July 5th, yeah.
Okay, because I really want to get What Remains of Edith Finch.
I want to get that too, but it was only like $5 off, like 15 bucks, so I held off
so
on it.
So it's like one of those questionable ones. But I'm returning Metronomicon, so I'll get that money back, and I'll get it with that.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I might play it off your account or buy it myself.
And you, Bobby?
I'm going to be playing more Tales from the Borderlands. I have started playing Turok Dinosaur Hunter again.
Jesus Christ.
I've been picking up all these games that I was halfway through. Turok, Prey. What the fuck, dude? It's a good game. It
Bobby,
holds up.
You do you. Don't worry about us.
Also, Far Cry 4, Doom, like all these games that I'm halfway through, I want to complete at least one or two of them.
Takes.
Yeah. And of course, Heroes of the Storm.
Oh no!
Right. Bobby, while we're at the very end of the podcast, I just got to ask: they got a new guy coming out for HOTS. You excited for the new guy?
Yeah, he looks interesting. Stukov. Everyone's been waiting and waiting for this guy. He's a StarCraft character from Heart of the Swarm. He's a Russian who got infested by the Zerg, and he's a support character, which is really weird. So
Russians are aggressive.
Yeah, well, he crosses me more as a specialist in Heart of the Swarm, but I don't know. Well, he's got a very interesting kit. So
he's
we'll
not
see
on
how
the PTR yet?
Out. No, not quite yet. But he looks completely overpowered, but most heroes are when they release.
Did you guys hear about Doomfist for Overwatch? This is
they've been talking about that for months.
Well, apparently there's hints now that he might be coming out on the next major patch, so they've been talking about the 25th character that they've been working on, so they're theorizing it's Doomfist, and he's coming out soon.
I'm going to really try to play some of these Steam sale games.
Yeah.
Or just keep adding to my fucking backlog that I'll never get to.
And maybe play some PUBG, because we should check out the new patch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PUBG's always happening.
Speaking for Bobby, Chad, Chi... Please go to iTunes and review us. It really, really, really helps us out.
And tell a friend.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
If you're a Patreon subscriber, don't forget it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But if you don't Patreon subscribe, do this at least. Thank you. Dirty bastards. All this free content. Years and years and weeks. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Today's...